Recording.
Hi, so I have selected several Oracle and Tarot card decks for this Oracle reading, for the seasonal Oracle reading. And I'm going to start with the Mother Mary Oracle Guidebook by Alana Fairchild. And my intention when I was picking the card is, Spirit, what additional information is needed or would be helpful? Given this astrological seasonal energy reading that I just shared, what else would you like to share with me that would either bring new information or would highlight specific aspects? And the card that came up was Our Lady of Quiet Blossoming. And this is what it says. By the way, all the cards that I picked were really surprisingly positive. I find that very helpful. So, Our Lady of Quiet Blossoming, I hear the inaudible. I see the invisible and feel the intangible. I sense the signs of growth before you can do so, beloved. So, believe me now as I say to you, you are growing and you must trust, for the seed needs all its strength to push up into the weighty soil that provides nourishment. It must find its way with absolute intent. Even with the most loving gardener tending to it, great focus is required for the seed to burst open so that the plant may grow. Signs of spiritual growth are subtle at first, and yet eventually, evidence of our inner work becomes so obvious that our world is transformed. Before the transformation bears fruit, however, we must labor with great trust when we have no sense of our growth happening. We may indeed worry that we are deluding ourselves about any progress being made at all. We might fear that our spiritual practices, our prayers and meditations or study might be little more than a passing fancy or a foolish hobby. Do not let such sabotage enter your heart, beloved. The mother brings you a message that you are indeed growing. And you must guard your faith diligently. It is one of your most precious assets on the spiritual path. It is during those times when we are yet to see evidence of our growth in the physical world that we can feel most uncertain, most tested. Yet we simply must choose to trust and have faith no matter what. It may be weeks, months, or years before we have enough proof in the physical world to justify our spiritual beliefs, but this matters not. What matters is trust. The Divine Mother comes to you in this oracle, telling you that she can see, hear, and feel your growth. She knows you are going to succeed spiritually, and you can trust her when you cannot trust your own senses. In time, your growth will have demonstrated itself in the world through your manifestations, and this will inspire you with even more trust to continue on the path. For now, have faith. Even the greatest creation started as a single seed of thought. This oracle comes with a special message during the season. Do not give up. Do not let go of your dreams. Stay at it. Keep working on yourself. If you are struggling to have faith, do the healing process for this oracle at any time. Soon enough, your uncertainty or tentativeness will be replaced with great confidence, certainty, and knowing. Until that moment, and even then, trust without condition. This oracle also brings this message to you. You are being asked to trust in your inner senses or feelings about a person, an opportunity, or a situation. Sometimes what doesn't seem that promising on the surface of things can hold tremendous promise and will be the foundation of your divine success. Likewise, sometimes what appears to be a wonderful situation is actually not much more than a glossy surface, which will do little to support or nourish you. In actual fact, you are being asked to have the courage of your inner convictions and to trust your own sense of intuition about what is happening in your life or soon will be. It takes a brave soul to rely on the feelings of the heart to guide the way, rather than relying on logic, the opinions of others, or the expectation of how things should be done. Do not be afraid to trust the quiet voice within that may tell you to wait where others say jump, or may tell you to dive in where others say that cannot be done. Trust your heart and pray. Through your faith, the way will be shown and your blossoming will be protected and nurtured through the Divine Mother's grace. So this is the healing process. That's a little bit of a guided meditation. So close your eyes and focus on your breath. Imagine that you are walking towards a lady who is seated at the edge of a beautiful garden. She has garlands of red roses in her hair, and she gestures for you to sit next to her. Gently, she leans over and places her ear at the earthy garden bed, listening intently, and you follow her movements, doing the same. And from deep within the soil, you hear a soft, rustling sound, almost imperceptible, but you hear it. You sit up startled, and she smiles at you, and she explains in her beautiful, velvety voice that this is the sound of a seed beginning to break open so that it can grow. If you listen carefully and with your heart, you can hear it, even though nothing appears to be happening above the surface. She places one hand on the earth and the other on her heart, sending loving encouragement to that seedling, and you do the same. Stay with this moment, and when you are ready, complete your healing process with the following affirmation, repeating it aloud 3 times. She hears and I believe. She sees and I believe. She knows and I believe. My spiritual success and the spiritual success of all humanity is the destiny and all is assured. I trust and have faith in divine timing and the Divine Mother's grace. So that's very beautiful, and I think goes very well in hand with the astrology reading of the seasonal energies. And so much about that the December solstice is a time of planting seeds, and the 26,000 year cycle we're in, the beginning of that, we are the seed people. That is a saying. We are the seed people. The time that our lives are taking place in is that time of that seed. And we are being told it will bear fruit, and not just by this, but I did another, an oracle reading from the mythical goddess Tarot. And the first card was the situation as it really exists beyond the surface of the chaos. And what I got was the 3 of Seas, compassion. Dragons, the ancient goddess symbols of compassion, hold the sacred feminine, energy, and sexual power. Heart-centered and wise, they dance around the pearl of wisdom, each carrying aspects of the loving compassion they represent. Unconditional love, emotional energy, and love of humanity. These dragons are calling to you to open your heart to the kindness of compassion and the high frequency of love that is all around you and within you right now. And let that abundance of that love feeling heal yourself and others in blessing. And I think that, you know, just is also, we are at this solstice point, these high frequencies of love, compassion, kindness, but also the seed energy that is needed to sprout the new earth, to birth the new earth, is pouring in at this time. And despite whatever is happening in the world, let yourself be open to feeling these frequencies and let them heal you and let them radiate from you. So that's the next card, is what is the action that spirit suggests? And we got fire, mother of fire, or regeneration. The mother of fire is the Kundalini goddess of power, the embodiment of regeneration by fire. She brings the rising kundalini force that lights up the cells and transmutes the DNA into purified wholeness. Her flame of renewal brings healing and new form on earth. She comes to you at this time in your life when regeneration is needed on your sacred path to wholeness. Open to her restorative fire of primal creation and witness the renewal of your entire being. She will regenerate your vitality and revive your will, returning you to completeness and power. And the final card, which is the outcome, is Six of Earth, which is a pot of gold with rainbows coming out and light shining, and it is success. This overflowing pot of gold sits at the end of the rainbow, long sought after and finally attained. These are the fruits of your labors. The tangible achievement is realized. This card brings the success reward you have been hoping and working for. Prosperity, gain, nobility, and crowning achievement are yours. This is a time of great accomplishment. The success you deserve is coming to you and is soon to be all around you. And I really think that is, again, the bigger picture. We are moving the dial forward. The template for the new earth is here. We are birthing it. And just that success is assured. And just like I shared, yes, the Jewish people, when they left Egypt, wandered for 40 years in the desert. And one thing I forgot to tell you about that is the other piece is not just that they were bickering and fighting, which they were, which slowed things down, and not just that they kept losing faith, which slowed things down, but that there was wisdom and that it took several generations of wandering to release the attachment to the consciousness of being a slave. It took several generations, and yet success was assured. They reached the promised land. And I don't even know why that somehow keeps popping into my brain, but it seems to be, you know, but that success, you know, they reached the promised land, and we will too. We have so much support in spirit, and there are so many people who are masterfully working through their healing process. And the thing I want you to think about, when has there ever been in the history of humanity as much healing modalities available? All of the mystery schools that it used to be a secret to get into are available. Spiritual technology, spiritual practices, emotional healing, ancestral healing and clearing. All of the wisdom traditions are available, and millions of people are availing themselves, and success is inevitable, although it takes time to see the fruits of that success. So then I pulled some cards from the Tarot Handbook, Practical Applications of Ancient Visual Symbols by Angels Arian. And the first card that I pulled, and these cards were just what additional energy or information, again, to add to the astrology reading that I just shared with you. And the first card that I pulled was the Magician. And this sort of seemed to highlight, you know, that I didn't maybe say enough about the full moon in Gemini that is happening right now, because it's Sunday now. And this is associated with Mercury. So the Magician represents universal principle of communication. The golden figure of Mercury, the winged messenger from Greek mythology, represents communication that is inspired, resilient, and well-timed. This symbol represents an individual's capacity to communicate equally well in both oral and written communication. The Magician is surrounded by 10 tools, each of which is the magician's way of picking the appropriate tool or tools for communication that would best serve a particular context. I'm not going to go through all of that, except to say that there are double serpents rising from Mercury's head in this image, and they are another rendition of Mercury's staff of communication, which depicts the power of communication that is balanced, healing, and transformative.
And it is an excellent symbol to use as a visual affirmation to improve and support communication skills. When you pull this symbol or find yourself drawn to it, it represents that your communication skills are high during this period of time. The Mercury within you, the winged messenger, is expressing itself with skill timing, clarity, and inspiration. This is a good time to deliver important communication with impeccable timing. The Magician supports and enhances communication, which will transform difficult situations that you may be experiencing personally or professionally. And I had said in the reading that we have this full moon in Gemini, and we also have Mercury in Capricorn trine by Uranus, which are all really powerful symbols of using this time as a time to communicate your inner truths. Well-timed, inspired, well-articulated, and that there is a transformative power of communication. And there will probably be in this season, in the world, a form in the world around us in 3D, a lot of things getting communicated and shared. But also it's a time to use this high energy that we have from Mercury and from this full moon that is really being brought into the seasonal energy so close to the solstice, to be willing and courageous enough to share what is true for you, but to find a way to do so that is skillful and it can get good results. And that we're going to be seeing a lot of things coming to light in this season. And then the next two cards were amazing. They were the Nine of Cups and the Ten of Cups. And the Ten of Cups blew my mind because it is resonating with Jupiter in Pisces. And Jupiter is moving into Pisces in January. And so I pull this card. The Ten of Cups is emotional contentment and satisfaction. This is the state of emotional contentment that comes from deep within and radiates out in all aspects of your life, which is represented by the Ten of Cups on the Kabbalah or Tree of Life. This is satisfaction or contentment that is coming from within. It is coming from within you and radiating out. The Ten of Cups is different from the Nine of Cups in the extent that Nine of Cups is happiness that can be tangibly pointed to in the external reality, while the Ten of Cups is deep emotional contentment and satisfaction that comes from within and externally radiates the quality of contentment, a quality of contentment and satisfaction. The astrological aspects of this is Mars in Pisces. Mars is the planet of energy and vitality. So this is satisfaction and contentment that has enormous vitality and expressiveness. It comes from within you and it radiates out in a very fluid and expansive way, which is symbolized by the astrological sign of Pisces. Basically, the Ten of Cups represents an energy and enthusiasm that is being experienced at a very deep level within you and radiates out in all aspects of your life. When you pull this card, it indicates that in the next 10 weeks or the next 10 months, there is an experience of an emotional contentment and satisfaction that can come from deep within you and radiate out in all aspects of your life. It could also indicate that you will have some deep sense of deep energy and vitality that is fluid and watery like Pisces, and that can be expressed outwardly in your life. Or it could indicate also that there is an experience of emotional contentment and satisfaction with Pisces people in your life, or that contentment and satisfaction could be experienced in the month of February, which is the month of Pisces, February 21st to March 21st. And in February 21st to March 21st, we're going to have the Sun in Pisces and Jupiter in Pisces. So a very high amount of this love energy that isn't connected to outer circumstances. It's like that brief visualization in the beginning of the astrology reading of connecting to the light in your heart and letting it expand through you, and taking responsibility for being able to catch the waves of love and compassion and contentment that are within you and that are being sourced to us through spirit and through the planets and through the stars, through the galactic center, and to take responsibility for feeling this and radiating it out in your life. In the coaching process that I do, we always agree, what qualities am I willing to express? Who am I willing to be? Am I willing to be loving and kind and compassionate? Because this is not based on any externals. It's based on your willingness to access what is already within you and what is deeply supported by Jupiter moving into Pisces, the sun at galactic center at solstice time, the full moon with the sun at the full moon at the full moon at a galactic during a galactic wave of love energy coming in, and all of these really positive astrological energies that are coming in at a time that's also fraught with external big waves in the world around us and unraveling. And so the Nine of Cups is the other card that I pulled again, which I was stunned. These are such positive cards. The Nine of Cups is happiness. The Power Cups reflect tangible happiness that is associated with either health, finances, work, creativity, or relationships. This is happiness that is fulfilling internally as well as externally. Internal happiness is represented by the three vertical cups, representing happiness of body, mind, and spirit. The horizontal three cups represents happiness experienced in body, mind, and spirit externally. The astrological aspect of this card is Jupiter in Pisces, more Pisces. Jupiter is the planet of opportunity, growth, and luck. Pisces is the astrological symbol of fluidity, fullness. And so the Nine of Cups represents happiness that is expansive like Jupiter and fluid and abundant like Pisces. This is total happiness that is internally being experienced, represented by the lotus blossom, and externally expressed as symbolized by the power by the pewter cups. When you pull the Nine of Cups, it is an indication that you are able the next 9 weeks or 9 months to experience emotional expansion that comes from the feeling of fulfillment and completion internally and externally. There is an ability to integrate and balance feelings in deep and expansive ways for your own emotional happiness and well-being. And so I had talked about Venus being retrograde at the solstice and really till the end of January, and Venus being conjunct Pluto from December 11th to March 2nd, most of this solstice season. And so there is this really deep inner work that is being, you are invited to do, that I spoke quite a bit about in the astrology forecast. And the one thing I'm not sure I said enough is that it does really seem like many of you are completing patterns and that there's been a lot of pain activated acutely because you are dismantling something that you are ready to move beyond and ready to release, so that moving forward, you're standing really on a different foundation with a lot more space. And also that this sense of happiness and love, again, it's something that we can access and really truly experience regardless of what's happening in the outer world. And it's something that I think that these three different oracle cards readings are highlighting, and so did the astrological energy. So hope that's helpful for you. If you would love to have an astrology reading, a personal astrology reading for yourself, contact me. I'm also available for coaching and some spiritual mentoring. And you can go to my website to look into that, or just shoot me an email and we can talk about it. Love to you. May you really experience the waves of love that are all around you and within you. And may you experience that luminous light in your heart shining within you and through you whenever you connect to that light in your heart, whenever you choose to, and may that be often. Aho, bye.